date with someone when you don't even know their first name.
What's up, you guys? This is Connecting with Octavia with your host, Octavia Johnson, and I am back with another podcast for today. I don't know if you guys knew yet, but your girl graduated. Hey, we in there. Well, actually, I was supposed to graduate on May 8th, but you guys already know what happened there. So I returned safely to Alexandria, Virginia, and you would have thought that my time coming back to Virginia would be really relaxing, but it's been everything but that. I didn't know that you could be stressed after college. I didn't even think that was possible, but it is. And the reason behind it is because we're so used to getting so many assignments, so many papers, everything has a deadline, everything's due, that it got to the point where now that we're not doing anything, it seems like we still have stuff due. But you know what? I'm still proud of myself because it could have been worse. It really could have been worse. I could not be walking or graduating, either one, whatever we're planning to do in August. But enough about that. I think we talked about graduation a lot in the past episodes. When I came back to Alexandria, Virginia, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, I expected it to be, you know, a little more not chaotic. Boy, was I wrong. Everybody in Alexandria, Virginia has proved me wrong that they are going to stay chaotic. Whether the virus, whether a bomb comes out, anything else, they don't care. But hey, that's on them. Live your best life, I guess. So, you know, I'm driving up Richmond Highway. For those of you guys who don't know what Richmond Highway is, think of it like Skyboro Road in North Carolina. Just a really long road that connects to almost everything. Now, on Richmond Highway, that's where I want to say if you don't want to pay to go to the Derby, you can just go put a chair out beside Richmond Highway and just go watch everybody try to Mario Kart each other on their way to work, on their way to the grocery store, on their way to do absolutely nothing, because that's what it seems like sometimes. I mean, just now, like not even 20 or 30 minutes ago, there was like four or five police officers who had to come get this guy because, again, he was out there reckless driving. What was crazy is you could tell he really messed up when four or five police officers had to come. I mean, they were coming in all different directions. Like, I didn't even see one of them coming through my left side. So, you know, I had to let him go through, unlike everyone else who wanted to block their paths, which is very, very, very not good. But again, if they want to live their best life, that's on them. But I will say this, as chaotic as most of these residents are, man, they know how to utilize this sunlight. I don't think I ever seen daylight, really. Like when I was in my dorm and when I came over here, I really didn't see it as much as I wanted to. And mind y'all, it's not on purpose, I promise you. It's just the days that are sunny is the days I'm most busy, because I don't know if anybody knows, but your girl got an internship and it's the same one I got last year. They asked me to return. So I've been working. And because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are now remote in our internship. So I have to be as responsive as possible. So yeah, when I'm the most busy, no sunlight, but God forbid if I have nothing to do, all of a sudden it wants to rain. It wants to be cloudy. It wants to be the ugliest color of gray in the sky. And before anybody starts to roast me, because if you're a person who likes rain, that's cool. I'm that type of person. I hate rain, wind, and cold, especially if it's at the same time. I cannot stand it because I don't know. I just like it better when it's warmer. I don't know. That's just how I am. But if you like the cold, hey, big ups. But all my friends, family know I do not mess with the cold. That is not the move at all. You know what ain't the move? Losing $10. Yep, you heard your girl right. I lost $10 today, but you know what? You always learn from your mistakes. Honestly, y'all, I can't even tell y'all how I lost it. Like one minute it was in my pocket, the next it wasn't. Like it was one of those moments where you start to overthink and you're like, did I put it in my pocket? Or maybe it's somewhere else. I don't know. All I know is I was driving, it was in my pocket, got out the car, wasn't there anymore. I don't know. But you know what? Your girl's getting it back on Thursday. That's all that matters. I will say this though. If somebody took my $10, just if it fell out of my pocket or anything, I understand from another standpoint. Because you know, if you lose it, you lose it. It's snooze, you lose. But I will say this. If you do got my $10, just know, I hope you go broke the rest of your life. And I mean that with everything in my being. All right, you guys, this is Connecting with Octavia with your host, Octavia Johnson, and I will see you guys next week. By the way, I was just kidding about the money thing. If you really need the $10, then go ahead, keep it.